You know, I guess we have, what, another week left of spring practice. You know, we've gotten a lot of work done. Still have a long ways to go. You know, a lot of the new offense is coming along. You know, guys are, you know, feeling more comfort in it each day. Have a couple of injuries, but nothing that really concern us that much. Exactly what you want from spring ball. Seems like that's what we're getting right now. It's a good vibe, you know, to leave. Guys gonna let them get here a little early today for the Easter weekend. Recruiting's going well. Take your question.
You got a week left, like you said. What's the priority for that? Those couple of days?
We have a couple more situations to put in.
Okay.
Today we got 2 minutes in. But just that, and then just kind of fine-tuning. I mean, players should know what they're doing by now. So we should see the best version of every football player next week, leading up, of course, to our last practice next Saturday.
You watching the Final Four?
Absolutely.
Who
I'm a big – well, you know, I'm – this stage, you know, I'm okay with the winner, whoever that is. You know, I have to say that, of course, we're biased. You know, Loyola, I have a son. I paid money to that university.
Okay, so.
But it, you know, you always look for a Cinderella team. And look at what they've accomplished.
Sure.
I mean, it's saying an awful lot. But, you know, when you get to the Final Four, I mean, everybody deserves it. So just looking forward to great basketball this weekend.
That does not happen in football. It'd be hard to have a Cinderella in football. Play with you.
Well, I mean, that's what they say.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, how many games did we win last year? To me, to see the University of Illinois back on top would be a Cinderella story to me. So
okay.
There's always an underdog, and most people pull for that underdog. The team that's been down and it's put together an unbelievable year. So, yeah, I think people want to see that. The world wants to see that a little bit. Yeah. And Sister Jean, right?
Sister Is that her name? Jean, right. Sister
we all, I mean, international star, right?
Right.
I mean, neat start.
When you look at your indoor, your new training center, you can kind of see the progress there.
Absolutely.
How about on the field? How do you measure progress on the field now and going forward?
Well, eventually, it's just one way you measure progress.
Wins.
Eventually, it's wins. But I think when in any new business, the last thing you see is a profit.
Okay.
So that's a part of it, you know. Again, my wife, Marianne, and I have 10 grandkids. We wanted every one of them to start running right away, but they have to walk, crawl and then walk, right?
Okay.
You can't skip a step. Same way for us. Progress is being made behind the scenes, but we want to see it on the field this year, and it's about time we see it there.
That building kind of goes along with your idea, right, for building this thing up.
Yes. As we evaluate our program and things that we need, upgrading the facilities is right up at the top of the list, but that's a part of the past now. Again, this is real, and the classes that we're recruiting right now will spend their entire career in this new facility. Exciting time.
You mentioned recruiting, Lovey. What has this last month meant for your program moving forward?
It means an awful lot, but we have an excellent staff. A part of, if you say you're a good football coach in college, of course, a part of that is being able to recruit too. And we have excellent recruiters on our staff. They work hard at it. We have a good product. Also, you need a good product in order to recruit. And for young people and their families to see our vision, you know, to have faith in what's coming. That's kind of what's happening right now.
Is this just kind of a buildup of 3 years of relationship building? What do you kind of credit the success to?
Well, it's that, yes. It's and it's, you know, you start over each year, but, you know, we start those relationships early. But it's, you know, 3 years of people seeing what we're doing. We talk about our growth and not seeing it on the field, but as people come in and start talking to us, they can see the direction we're heading.
You decided to do a Coach's Corner Cup at Chicago Phillips. Why did you decide to do that? Kind of reminds me of some of the satellite camps.
Well, we, of course, we have the High School Coaches Association, Illinois High School Coaches Association clinic coming here in town next week. That's big. But for us, you know, as a high school coach, I mean, we're football coaches, and we want to talk football always. There's a standing invitation for guys to come here at any time and talk football, watch us practice, meet with our coaches. But also, we want to get into the community and our state, and we're going to start doing more and more of these clinics where we can get out and take our staff to certain places and talk football there too.
We've seen recruits come in and out here during spring ball. What do you hope they see when they watch spring practice?
I mean, just everything that we have to offer. It's one thing for us to talk about what we do, what we run, but I think it's something else when you see it firsthand. See exactly how we handle the practice, see our players, see who they would be competing against, and then just get in the field. Most of our spring practices have been right here in our stadium that they would actually play, where they would play.
Last year, you threw Bobby Roundtree out there early.
And others.
You're right. And year two for him now. What are you seeing from him? What's the expectations for him in year two?
Well, for all of our young players, Bobby, of course, included, you want it, you know, them to get stronger first. To develop their bodies. But just, I think they all have a better understanding of what is expected of them at their position. No substitute for experience. Bobby's been around here, has done everything we've asked him to do. He's an excellent football player, and we should see normal second-year growth. And there should be, I think, a lot of times the biggest improvement you see is from year one to year two, and we're hoping we'll see that with him.